welcome to Total Engagement with me, Matt Kuhn. I'm Matt, and this is Total Engagement right here on the MLW Radio Network. And I'm joined today by a co-host. Who am I joined with today?
Matthew.
Today, you're joining us because there's nothing more you look forward to than Clash of Champions. Am I right?
I didn't even know that it was this Sunday, to be honest, until my dad told me he wanted to do a preview of it.
Okay, so in any case, yesterday we had Killer Cross on the show. Lots of great reactions to that. Make sure to check it out. Clash of Champions, watch or skip preview show coming up on Total Engagement with me,
Matt Kuhn.
Very good. So as you said before, Matthew, you didn't really realize this show was going on. And also, I don't know if you thought about it, dude, but with NXT going to Wednesdays, we've got Clash of Champions on Sunday, Raw on Monday, SmackDown on Tuesday, NXT on Wednesday. We're big wrestling fans. Are we that big of wrestling fans?
The only reason I watch it is just to wait until AEW comes out, you know?
Wow. And we're going to watch Bloodsport.
So, yeah.
So we're probably going to skip Raw and SmackDown this week, I think.
That seems like a good idea to me.
We got to watch that NXT.
Unless something awesome happens at Clash of Champions.
What a transition, Matthew. What a segue. And we're going to do the Clash of Champions skip or watch preview. We're going to preview the card for you and then tell you whether you should skip it or watch it. So the first match we're going to talk about is the Cruiserweight Championship match. Drew Gulak versus Humberto Carrillo and Lince Dorado.
Lince. That's how Michael Cole pronounces it.
So. Lince Dorado. Now, just not to put you on the spot, Matthew, but I know you're our 205 expert. You watch it. What are you laughing at? You watch it every week. Please break down this match for us.
Okay, so I've never seen an episode of 205 Live in my life.
Women's Tag Team Championship. Here's some wrestlers we know. Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross versus Fire and Desire. Now, I don't know what demographic Fire and Desire are trying to reach with their gimmick they have, but I'm pretty sure it's Matt Kuhn. I'm going to call Fire and Desire to win it. I would like this match to go to a 60-minute Broadway. What do you think, Matthew?
Two things about this. On Monday, I was informed by the TV that Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross were champions, which I didn't know that. I don't know how long they've been champions. I have no idea. And then I'm just now finding out that their name is Fire and Desire for Mandy Rose.
So you did not know that till this moment?
No, I did not. This is news to me. And it's not a bad name. I just don't watch women's wrestling.
SmackDown Tag Team Championship, The New Day versus The Revival. We like The New Day. We love The Revival.
I actually, this was one of the like three matches that I was interested in on this card. And I think The Revival are going to come out of Clash of Champions as the champions.
The next tag team championship is Seth Rollins and Braun Strowman. There's not a match I would like to see less than this one. What do you think?
I don't know. I don't know why this match exists. I think, why isn't this match, why are these four men in this match, they're all better or worse than this. They're all, no person in this match should be in this match.
AJ Styles versus Cedric Alexander. Now, here's my issue here, dude.
We've seen this match before. Cedric's been beating him clean, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, they've been good matches.
Well, they've had 50-50, too. AJ's been beating him dirty as well.
Okay, well, I mean, that's, well, yeah.
Shinsuke Nakamura versus The Miz. And, of course, recently, Shinsuke has been given a much-needed mouthpiece. The greatest wrestler of all time, Sami Zayn, is his mouthpiece.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's been like 2 weeks now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
It's working. And also, they did something cool on SmackDown. Oh, you watched it?
Yeah.
When they stuck him on commentary and just had him talk in Japanese.
And Corey acted like he understood everything he was saying.
Corey Graves is the best. Corey hate can go to hell. Corey's great.
Corey's awesome.
And let me just say this. You're laughing. And we know that Roman, since his return, has just declined and declined to this mid-level warm heat, you know, guy at the top of the card, but they don't really want to put the title on him yet, or they're saving him reserve.
Mako.
Good dog. He's been this kind of mid-level to high-level, low-heat, lukewarm babyface. But Eric Rowan, though, I mean, this fucking plot line has been the... They fooled me for a moment, dude. I thought they actually wrote something here. Like, it was intriguing for a second. It seems a bit to me, Matthew, I could be wrong here, that they're just making it up as they go along.
All we wanted, all anyone ever wanted, was Daniel Bryan versus Roman Reigns at SummerSlam. And we are here months after one month, I don't know. It's been, I don't remember.
It seems like years.
It's been years since SummerSlam. Yeah. But it's just ridiculous.
The SmackDown's Women's Championship, Bayley versus Charlotte Flair.
So Charlotte, is she a heel? Yes. Okay.
She's still Charlotte.
She hasn't changed. But she's getting attacked by... She got attacked by Bayley and Sasha?
Kind of. It's like Charlotte Flair is this unwitting ally to Becky in the heel Bayley and Sasha Banks team.
Okay.
So I believe they did attack Charlotte, but it's as a...
Bayley versus Charlotte should be awesome. It should have...
Yeah, like, let's say it's a good match.
It should have always been Bayley versus Sasha. That should have been... We're never getting it. Oh, my God.
So, Bayley... But don't you think it was high time Bayley turned heel, though? Don't you think she needed a refresh and a restart to her character?
I don't see why they couldn't have just... I mean, Sasha just returned. Sasha could have been heel against Bayley, which they've never done on main roster. And that's what built Bayley up as the face she was in NXT. And she was super over because of her feud with Sasha, who is such a good heel. It's just ridiculous that they've never done this feud correctly.
We said Bayley versus Charlotte would most certainly be a good match. Becky Lynch versus Sasha will probably...
I mean, is Becky Lynch a good wrestler?
For the WWE Championship, Kofi Kingston versus Randy Orton.
They're doing the same angle they did for the build-up in SummerSlam. We've already seen... They're doing the same exact build-up. Like, he called him stupid, like, 10 years ago. That's it. It's not escalating.
No, it's...
They're playing the same video package.
It's like a... What's the... Moving sidewalk.
Yeah. I think they're just gonna put the title on Orton, because he's always a safe person to put the title on.
And Kofi is just not the star they need starting the Fox deal. Sorry.
It was a good Mania moment, but
that's
over.
It was a great Mania moment.
It's over.
It's done.
It ended the Raw after Mania.
It did, because they teased that damn main event of Rollins versus Kofi for the titles, and they play at it into a tag team
that
match.
That was horrible. Yeah, I blocked that out from my mind.
Seth Rollins versus Braun Strowman. Okay, so let's try to pretend that we care about this match, because I don't at all. I'd love to see Braun win it. Why the hell not?
Braun should have won it a long time ago. He's never, I don't know. He was really, really over a while ago. I think they thought he was going to get more over, but it kind of just slowly has decreased, and now... I mean, I don't know if people care about him. I don't really care about him, but I would be happy if he won. I just don't. Seth Rollins is just, nah.
You know, here's the deal. Something needs to change. Like, Seth can turn heel. Braun can turn heel. The championship could change. Something's got to change. It cannot stay the same. It is utterly boring, and I am not looking forward to this match.
Seth Rollins is such a much better heel than he is a face, and it would just... Get the blonde hair back, the blonde streak back, and wrestle in a shield vest, because that's the way we all like you. Just go back to what you know, all right? You're in uncharted territory right now.
So that's Total Engagement. It's our Clash of Champions skip or watch preview. And Matthew, we're going to get to that question in a second, but let me just tell you, please subscribe on iTunes or your podcast platform. And remember, this isn't my show. This is our show. From one fan to other fans. It's Total Engagement with me, Matt Kuhn. And now to ask the question, Matthew, you're not going to be with me during this pay-per-view. Usually you are, but you're at your mom's house during this pay-per-view. So if you're giving advice to somebody, skip or what?
Skip. I don't want anything to do with this pay-per-view. Anything with Seth Rollins and Braun Strowman wrestling twice on it, I just think, just don't. Just stay away. Just don't watch it. Don't. It's horrible. It's bad. Watch the highlight reel on YouTube when it's posted. Don't watch this. Don't. Paying money to watch this is just encouraging them. It's just indulging them. Don't watch it, and maybe they'll see how bad the pay-per-view numbers are, and they'll be like, something's got to change. But that's not going to happen, but still, just for your own good and safety, don't watch it, please.
Thanks. Skip.
Yeah, I don't want to watch wrestling ever again.
Skip, hey, you know what we're going to watch tonight, though?
What are we watching
tonight? Bloodsport.
Oh, yeah.
Let's fucking get with it, kid. Get with it, kid. Come on. It's Saturday today, and that's when we're watching fucking Bloodsport, right, kid?
Yep.
That's right. And make sure to check it out. If you watch Bloodsport, you might see a pretty cool logo on the mat. And we're going to have tomorrow's show. You know, tomorrow's show, by the way, tomorrow is Sunday, Matthew.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, tomorrow's show is the This Week in Wrestling.
Okay.
On Total Engagement with me, Matt Coon.